For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Good morning and welcome to the annual Ebenezer Third Baptist Church Music Hall. Since Paul penned those immortal words more than 2,000 years ago, the Christian church has faced many persecutions, wars, famines, all manner of human miseries and indignities, and yes, even pandemics. Yet through it all, we have survived, and we will survive this pandemic too. What we need is a few survival tips. Wear your mask, social distance, and make the Lord your refuge. Now let me tell you what I want you to do. First, pray for us. Then just for a little while, forget that there is a pandemic. Just let your thought rest on God and his music. Step into his refuge. And as Dr. Quinlan says, welcome to God's 911.
Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely he will save you from the vilest snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you say, the Lord is my refuge, and you make the Most High your dwelling, no harm will overtake you. No disaster will come near your tent, for he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. I have read the New International Version of Psalms, chapter 91, verses 1 through 11.
Let us pray. Gracious God, our God, we come this morning on this another Lord's Day to acknowledge that you are God and God alone, and that you have all power in heaven and earth in your hands, and that your love and mercy made manifest through Jesus Christ and through the Holy Spirit are with us. We pray that you would be with us, the virtual audience, be with those present here, that we may lift your name in praise, in songs of praise, that some bowed down head may be raised, that some burden may be lifted. We pray that somebody may know that there's a reality in serving a true and living God. Now bless us as we pray the prayer that your Son Jesus Christ taught us to pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Good morning, Ebenezer and online friends. We welcome you to worship here at Ebenezer Third Baptist Church. I want to say a bit about the acquisition of our new organ before we share the litany of dedication. This Allen MDS-36 two-manual digital pipe organ was built in the late 1990s. It is one of the finest models produced by the Allen Organ Company. Isaac Moshe, who served as our director of the Carroll Choir from 2015 to 2020, was a guest organist at a church in Houston for a 2019 Christmas Day worship experience. And while rehearsing with the choir, he noticed an organ that had been covered up in the corner of the church and was clearly not being used. After rehearsal, Brother Moshe discussed the organ with the priest, who said the church no longer needed the instrument. And the priest offered the organ at no cost, with the condition that Ebenezer would have to arrange for the transportation of the organ and purchase new speakers. And of course, we quickly accepted the donation of this organ, and Brother Moshe arranged to have the organ loaded onto his truck, the help of Jerry Couch of the Lone Star Hammond Organ, and drove the organ from Houston to Austin. And then we were wondering how we were going to get the organ into the choir loft, but Brother Moshe came in with about four stout, strong, short dudes, the spring line of the Theta chapter of Phi Beta Sigma fraternity. And I tell you, they lifted that organ with Dr. Gloria Quinlan providing the backup power, pushing their backs as we lifted it onto the choir loft. It was a blessing to get it in the choir stand. We thank God for it. And then we also want to thank Deacon Anthony Dennis for doing all the wiring work necessary for the organ to connect to the speakers, and Larry McCain and his team from the Allen Organ Company in Dallas for installing the speakers and noting that the organ was in very good condition and only minor adjustments to be made. And so that is how we came to this organ that we present for dedication today. We want to thank Brother Moshe for inquiring about the organ and negotiating with St. Mary of the Purification Catholic Church in Houston. Can you give Brother Isaac Moshe a hand? So please refer to your bulletin for the litany of dedication as we share together. We praise you, O God, for the gift of music and for this organ, an instrument of music and praise.
As we worship you with songs, hymns, and spiritual songs, please consecrate us and bless us as we dedicate this organ.
To the worship of God and the enrichment of the worshipers at Ebenezer Third Baptist Church,
we dedicate this organ.
That the message and meaning of music in this congregation may be to the glory of God,
we dedicate this organ.
To the appreciation of the highest and best in sacred music,
we dedicate this organ.
To the Holy Spirit and His work in and through musicians,
we dedicate this organ.
That those who gather in this place may be comforted, strengthened, uplifted, and inspired,
we dedicate this organ.
We praise you, O God, for this organ. Please consecrate it as an instrument of music and worship. May it be a channel for your grace and peace.
Now let us all praise God and sing a great Redeemer's praise. We may all with one accord our joyful voice express. Sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah. angels watching over me.
Oh, I pray the Lord my soul to take.
Hallelujah, angels watching over me.
Oh, yeah.
thank Isaac Moshe for those dedicatory selections for our organ. I know you enjoyed them. Let me share the passage that we selected for this musicale from Psalm 91, verse 9 through verse 11, the New International Version. The text says, "If you say, 'The Lord is my refuge,' and you make the Most High your dwelling, no harm will overtake you, no disaster will come near your tent, for he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways." The word of our God. Angels watching. I'm so glad that the musicale committee selected this powerful theme, protected in the pandemic. Because words mean a lot. The words we speak impact us and impact others. The words we speak, what we say, impacts who we are and what we experience. And I think our words also impact how the universe responds to us. We put the wrong stuff out there, negative stuff, and negative comes to us. We put good stuff out there, positive stuff, and positive comes to us. You got to be careful about what you're sending out into the universe, about yourself and about others. And so our musicale committee did not say panicked in the pandemic. They did not say worried in the pandemic. But they came up with the theme protected in the pandemic. Because our text is talking about what you say. The Bible says in the text, if you say, "The Lord is my refuge," and you make the Most High your dwelling, no harm will overtake you. No disaster will come near your tent, for he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. If we say, "The Lord is my refuge," that shapes our perspective. That shapes our faith. When we say, "The Lord is my refuge," we are saying we look to God. We're saying we follow God. When we say, "The Lord is my refuge," we're saying we're looking to God to get us through what we are going through. And the Bible says, if you say, "The Lord is my refuge," and make the Most High your dwelling place. What does that mean, to make God your dwelling place? How can God be a dwelling place or a habitation? What it really means is that you make God your refuge, your place of refuge, the place where you turn when there's nowhere else to turn. No, not the place where you turn when there's nowhere else to turn, the place where you turn anyway. Because when you turn to God and let God be your dwelling place, then he says no harm will come upon you. That's why the psalmist says, "Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations." In this psalm, in the beginning, it says, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." And then it goes on to say, "God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear." This presidential election is critical. It's about leadership. Because we ought to be able to look to our leaders for wisdom, for guidance, and for a serious commitment to our country. And what we've learned during this coronavirus is that some leaders will let you down, and you cannot look to them. But God is our leader. The church has a leader, and his name is Jesus. And we look to him for our refuge. When we say, "The Lord is my refuge," we are saying we trust in God. We are saying God is in control. We are saying God can handle everything. And the psalmist says, when we do that, when we make the claim that God is our refuge and make God our dwelling place, it says no harm will overtake you. Old Testament scholar Walter Brueggemann says, God promises a safe place and a safe journey. So harm might arise, but harm will not hold the day. That's why Jesus says in the Gospels, upon this rock I will build my church, and the very gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Someone might erect some gates against the church, but they will not prevail or overtake the church. That's why Paul says, in everything God works together for good to them that love God, who are the called according to his purpose. Beloved, not everything is good. Not everything works out well, but in everything God is at work. Even in coronavirus, even in a pandemic, God is at work for our good. Angels will be on guard in every situation. I like that. Angels watching. And I don't know if you take that seriously. You might not take God seriously, but one day you might need an angel watching over you. The Bible says if you make the Lord your refuge and God your dwelling place, angels will guard you. God has acted to protect his people, and that's always been the case. From God's promise to Abraham, to God's promises to Israel, to God's promises to the church, God has acted to protect and guard God's people. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of God will lift up a standard against them. And in this text, God promises some guardian angels. God has a retinue of angels who are always on guard. And that's comforting. It's comforting to know that as a child, God's child, angels are all around us. We don't see them, but they're all around us. They're always there. I remember that I'm done. In December 2013, both of my sons graduated college on the same day. One's graduation was at 10 a.m., a three-hour drive south of Chicago. And the other graduation was at 2 p.m., a five-and-a-half-hour drive from Chicago. We had to go to both graduations on the same day. It was a cold, snowy day in Illinois. Highway was treacherous, and the snow and the ice would not let up. And we hit the highway early in the morning to make it down to Charleston for the first graduation. But the highway became so slippery, and cars were spinning out all over the highway. They were running right across the lanes. And there were two cars with us going to the graduation. Several cars spinned out into the ditch. We had to swerve several times to keep cars from running into us. And we were all praying and calling on God to protect us. And cars almost ran into us, but God had some angels driving with us that day. And God took us to both graduations safely. It was nothing but the grace of God and divine angels who protected us. Songwriter says all night, the choir just sang it, all day, angels watching over me, my Lord. The carol choir sings, he's always looking out for me. He's here, he's there, he's everywhere. He's always around, always looking. Looking out for me. God bless you, beloved. Extend the invitation to Christ and invite you to come walk with Jesus, to follow us as we follow Christ, to set your heart and your mind upon God. You can connect with us on our website at ebc3austin.org, or you can contact us at the church, EBC office at sbcglobal.net. You can connect with us on Facebook or Twitter, and you can call to the church and meet or talk with one of our ministers. But we invite you to come to give your life to Christ and let us know how you're doing. We want you to know God is your refuge. We want you to know that God won't fail you. We want you to know you've got angels watching. See you.
Oh, yeah. Just for you. Hold on, my sister, just look up. There is a master plan in store for you if you just make it through. God's gonna really blow your mind. He's gonna make it worth your time. For all of the trouble you've been through, the blessing, the bone just for you. The best.
This musicale, well, it was an abbreviated musicale, in the pandemic times. And I'm here to give acknowledgments. And, of course, I want to start with thanking all of the members of this wonderful ensemble that you saw earlier on. We just had to have a few members from the choir to come and sing the selections that we selected to go with the theme. So please, please know that I miss all of you. Even though there were just a few to represent, I want you to know that I miss seeing all of you from week to week. And so I want to, first of all, acknowledge my music staff. Of course, that would be Ryan, and Moshe is still on the staff. in his absence. He graduated last May and has moved back home to Houston. But then those members of the music staff, Dr. Jones, who has been home as she's supposed to be, I want to thank her for all that she's done throughout the year. And then I want to thank Brother Dr. Leroy Davis, not only for his work with the men's chorus, but let me tell you, he is the chair of the program committee, and the program is beautiful because I know you see it on your screen. And then, wow, he got it so you could flip the pages on the computer. That was so cool. So, Brother Davis, thank you so much for your vision and making that happen for us. But I know I took my staff first, but I want to thank Pastor Freeman for, you know, allowing us to do this during the morning worship, because most of the time we do it at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. But because of the pandemic, we asked him if we could do it during the morning worship, and he allowed us. Thank you very much, Pastor Freeman, and thank you for that wonderful sermon that went perfectly with our theme. And then Pastor Spears, he is very, very talented, not only as a preacher, but he's very talented in terms of technology. And so you all don't know, from week to week, he's here, and when the pastor has to preach, he's generally, he and Preston are running the cameras and the lights and telling us when to play and when not to play. And so I want to thank Pastor Spears for what he does week to week, but I want to thank him for all of the help that he gave me in preparing the musicale. And then you will see on your program, I'm not going to call them all, but we have many, many committees that work to make this musicale happen. Not only the program committee, we have the finance committee, we have the public relations committee, that's Dr. LaVon Marshall, I know she's a part of the group, and we have, and then Miss B did not get to give us our reception this year, but that's okay. Miss B works hard to make sure that happens. So please check your program and look at all of the committees that work to help to put this together. And when you get a chance, give them a call on the phone, because we still cannot visit each other, and tell them how much you appreciate what they've done. Then I want to thank Deacon Street. He's here every week running the sound, every week coming up here putting these mics up, and he wipes them all down and makes sure that they're sanitized, and he puts the mic stands up, and then after the service, he's got to take all the mic stands and the mics down. So we want to thank you, and then he works the board up there. But we have new cameras, and so hopefully things have worked well. We don't know what you see, but we have new cameras, so what you're seeing today is a first. And so we want to thank the cameraman that ran the cameras, and thank the donor for giving us money so we could have the cameras. And then let me see, I want to thank the children and the youth, and I want to let you all know that I appreciate the matrons. That's what I call them. That's what they were when I was growing up in church. The matrons would be those ladies that help the music minister get the children here, talk to their parents, help the children learn their music. So Rady, Miss Williams, Miss Street, thank you so very much for the work that you have done to help me. So, this ends our musicale for 2020. I never thought. And thanks to VOP for their service every second Sunday. They're here to make sure that we got good contemporary gospel music. So thank you all, VOP. And I know they're not here, but listen, we have officers of the choir. Dr. Waters is our president. Dr. LaVon Marshall is our vice president. Carlene, you heard her do the scripture. She's our secretary. Brother Alex Porter is our treasurer, and he really takes care of our money. And so I want to thank all the officers for everything that they've done. Thank you.
Dr. Quinlan.
Yes?
You know, each year, you work so hard with us. We thought that during this pandemic, our being separated, you would have some time to rest. That has not been true. I think you've worked harder than ever. We have to just say thank you. We love you. I can't give you a big hug. My hug is from here.
Okay.
But I have a card. But then I also have another card, and with that, you can do more than just read it.
Okay.
It's to say, thank you, we love you, we appreciate you, and we're keeping you ever in our thoughts and prayers. Thank you.
Can you give Dr. Gloria Quinlan another hand? Thank you. She is standing with me today because she is planning to retire from her position here at Ebenezer as Minister of Music, effective October 31st. Part of the reason why this is so sudden is she has to go to be with her family. Her husband's mother is seriously ill in St. Kitts, and he is there, and she wants to travel. And with all these restrictions, you never know when you can get back. But we want to thank her for her many years of service and commitment to Ebenezer Third Baptist Church. And I know you're going to be praying for her. I know you're going to miss her. We all will miss her and wish her well. And we pray for God's grace and blessings upon her. I wanted to be able to say a little bit, say something about that, Gloria.
Well, you know, I want to thank Ebenezer for, you know, when I sat down to write my letter, I didn't even realize how long I'd been here. Because you know what? All I wanted to do was come here and be a blessing. And so I came in 1997, that right after I'd finished my doctorate. And you welcomed me with open arms. And I am so grateful to you for that, because I didn't have a job after I finished. And I was just sending out my resume, and I was really scared, because I thought if I got a job in a state that didn't have reciprocity with Texas, then my husband would have to take another bar exam, and I sure didn't want that. Mm-hmm. So I was really happy to get a call from Dr. Griffin. And so I have enjoyed being here. I have enjoyed working under two great pastors, Dr. Marvin Griffin and Dr. Freeman, and then just being with you and all of the friendships that we have made. And, you know, we're going to still be friends and family, because I left in 2009 because my husband said I needed to come home and help Michael fill out his applications and get him into somebody's college. And so that's why I left in 2009, and then I came back in 2014 to help, you know, Dr. Freeman. You all were looking for someone, and I said, well, I'll come back and help you till you find someone. And then he told me, well, none of these applicants are qualified, so you might as well take the jobs. Like, okay. So to add all my years up, I've been here 18 years, and they've been 18 wonderful years. So I'm going to miss coming, you know, every week, but I'm still wanting to keep my skills up. So, you know, if you need me to just come play a song or, you know, something, I'll be ready. Okay. Thank you. I love you. And we'll talk later.
And certainly we will plan a retirement celebration for her as we move through this pandemic. We're going to be doing that in the future, so we can say goodbye to her in a formal and a nice way. I want to thank all of the Musicale committees that are listed in your bulletin online, and the music ministry staff, Dr. Quinlan, Dr. Beulah Jones, Ryan Howard, Leroy Davis, Doris Wilhite, LaRon White, and Ricky Sauls, who was with us for a time. I also want to thank Deacon Oliver Street and the technology ministry and all of the people who are working with him and been working these weeks, all of the music ministry members and leaders, of course, again, Isaac Moshe for coming to be our guest organist today and accompanying the choir and doing the dedication for us. We want to thank him. And we want to thank again the Reverend Torrence Spears, our associate pastor for youth and young adult ministries. He's been working really hard with our media team, trying to get us ready and trying to coordinate everything. And I thank all of them for their hard work. And I want to thank the members of Ebenezer for giving. This is our last celebration for this year. And during this pandemic, you think things would fall off, but Ebenezer, you have been beautiful. You've done a wonderful job and you enabled the music ministry to reach its goal this year for our musicale, even though it was virtual. And of course, the bulletin is just really nice. Thank you, Dr. Davis and the program committee for the bulletin. I think that's it for my remarks. Let us prepare for the benediction too. May his peace be with you till we meet again. Another Lord's Day and the blessed privilege of worshiping you in spirit and in truth. We thank you for reminding us today that we are protected in the pandemic, that amidst all that's going around and that's going on in our lives, in our world, there are angels watching, guardian angels protecting and guiding us every day, and we thank you for that. We thank you for the music ministry of Ebenezer Third Baptist Church, for all our groups, our children through our adults. We thank you for their service, and we thank you for this virtual musical where we could see and experience the various gifts you've given to our music ministry. Dear Lord, we ask for your covering upon Dr. Gloria Quinlan and her family. We pray for her husband, for his mother. We pray for travel mercies for both of them as they go to care for family. We pray for healing, and Lord, for your will to be done. And Lord, give Gloria some rest and give her strength as she goes to try to minister to her husband and to her family. And just be with her in the future with whatever endeavors she finds. We thank you, Lord, for her service to our church. We thank you for many years of giving her gifts to the music ministry here. And thank you, Lord, for all these groups and these members. Bless Ebenezerans everywhere, those who are watching, those who aren't able to watch. Bless our online friends and bless us. And now may the blessings of God be upon you. May God equip you with all you need to do his will. May he lead you forth with joy and sustain you by his perfect peace through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Till we reach that distant shore and we'll shed a tear no more, may he give you strength to endure till we meet again, till we meet.